Thank all you for being here.
Amen. On the Block Talk. First of all, on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and those who own the Block Talk. God bless you. My. God is so ultra awesome. I just want to thank him. Oh. Thank him for everything he's done. For making way everything. Let's go to God in prayer. And thank God for everything he's doing and what he has done. Heavenly Father, good morning to you. We do praise you and thank you for everything. My God. We praise you for life, for great health, for great strength. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And thank you for the power that comes through knowing you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Power to cast out devils and demons.
Thank you.
Power for the sick to be healed and for the dead to be raised.
Yes.
Thank you for
thank
Jesus,
you.
Who made this possible through his death.
Thank you
for your protecting hand.
Oh,
we're mindful that you're there all the time.
Thank you.
Protecting us. That's why. In all our ways we acknowledge you, because we know you will direct our path. We pray, Lord, for anything that we have done that's not good in your sight. Please forgive us. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Forgive us for all sins of omission, things that we should have done that we haven't done yet, as well as sins of commission. We just thank you for everything. God, thank you for sanctification.
Thank you
for saving us.
Thank
you for your love, joy,
hope,
and peace. For being our comforter, our leader, our guider, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, our jubilation, for making us and molding us and shaping us into what you want us to be. We do love you, Lord, and we do thank you. Thank you for everlasting life. Thank you for your miracles. And thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for healing virtue. God, we claim healing for all those who are sick, for all those who are not feeling well at all. Thank you, Lord, for healing virtue. You've been with us all the way. You've blessed us every time.
Yes,
why would we doubt you now?
Thank you, Jesus.
We've experienced many miracles from you. We sure can't doubt you now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the resurrection blood
of
Jesus.
Thank you.
And so many things, God. We just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Help us today to have an ultra awesome blog line. Give us what to do, what to say. We listen to you. Ask the Holy Ghost to take over in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for loving us, God. For being so compassionate. And for being our fixer. You fix so many things. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, bless this line today. Take us up. Let the anointing be over us. And as we walk in the all of the anointing, let every demon be thwarted. And the blessings of the Lord walk with us, we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
we're praying. And for the glory of God.
Glory.
God, we do these things for your glory. Not trying to take any of your glory, but want you to have all of it. Thank you for what you are going to do today. So many things we've experienced that have blessed us. Oh, God, from you. And we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and praise you for it. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
And other blessings shall be added unto thee, because you praise me. And God will thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Other blessings shall be added to thee. Don't you? Wow. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. And good morning to you, Lord. We speak to you because you never sleep nor slumber. You're always here. Anybody have a good morning for him, you're welcome to give it to him. Good morning, Lord.
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 Thank you.
Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning to you.
Morning,
hallelujah. Good morning to you, all of you. Let's go to God with the praise check in just a minute. I know y'all got it, and I appreciate you. But when we say praise check, that's your time to come in and give God what you owe him. Give him a wonderful praise. And we're going to praise him for about a minute here. Can you hang with us? Can you hang with us about a minute? Can you give him the praise that long? Let's see. Praise check. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us, and we appreciate everything. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you. And he'll do more for you. when you encourage them. This is a new awakening, a different approach to God now. All these years and eras, people have been saying, give me, give me, give me. Every time they go to God, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. But the new awakening is a shift in the atmosphere. And that is to thank Him, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a new approach to God. And God does appreciate us giving Him praise like that. One day, hopefully, I believe it will be while I'm living. But one day, some of y'all will say, you know, our leader really, really had a word from God. He was really on it when he had us praising him. You watch and see, oh, the Holy Ghost just dropped in my spirit. It's going to be while I'm alive. Oh. Amen. And Brother Johnson, don't get worried on me. But it's going to be, you'll see it happen in 2014. I don't normally mess with timing. God does that, but he just gave it to me. He just gave it to me. He said, miracles like you've never seen in 2014. You'll see it. Many of you all will say, oh, my God, that thanking God, which some of y'all thought was silly. But you'll see who gets the blessings. Thanking God, all like that works. And you'll see it come to pass because he's going to give you miracles like you've never seen in 2015. Amen. In 2014, he said, blessings like you've never seen. He's still blessing. It's not over yet. Some of y'all are going to get some, as I call, multitudinous blessings in 2014, before the year's out. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And then in 2015, he's going up it. Miracles like you've never seen shall happen in 2015. Oh, my God. Let me get mine just for a moment in. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
In 2000.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
God shall do it. You shall see it come to pass. He's not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he not spoken it? Shall he not make it good? He shall. Amen. You'll see it come to pass. God bless all of you on the front line. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. Amen. Oh, my Lord. I want to open it up. I want to come from Philippians this morning, 3 and 14. I want to see what this means to you. If you have an interpretation of this, Paul said it. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I forget those things, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is to help somebody worldwide. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. I want to get the station identification, then we'll come back to it. Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, give us our station identification. And El Estrada, if you're there, we'll make time for you also. Go ahead.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning to you.
God bless, sir. We do honor a man, hallelujah, the chief international ambassador, Ambassador Johnson. We do honor a man, him, being the chief ambassador of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Glory to God. And we thank God for him. Thank God, amen, for our chief ambassador's wife and first lady of this line, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. We do honor, amen, mother to the nations. Glory be to God. He's also our general mother of this network and the line First Fruits as well, Mother Adley Johnson. Glory to God to all the ambassadors and to all the ambassadors elect, to all the bishops, amen, our bishop, Ambassador Bishop Hagen as well, to all of the Bishop, Bishop Bolton, all of the clergy, all of the leaders, glory to God, all of the other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. God bless each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagan again, and we are here live at the Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest radio in the world. And we were combined of all of the different social networks that you can access us on. And even after this broadcast is over, you can always go back and access us. You can access us through iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, stumble upon it, just however way you use the internet, and then you'll be able to log in and be a part. We are right now, we are more than 90 million listeners, glory to God, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Germany, oh my Lord, you name it, incredible, and we thank God. We do give special honors and accolades and recognitions, that is, amen, to our chief, to the Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in broadcasting and getting his message across the world. God bless you, sir. We thank God for you, and keep on doing what you do. Hallelujah. Back to you.
Thank you so very much. Is Ella Strada on the line? All right. God bless you. I want to go back to this subject here this morning for the blog line and the wisdom, I'm sorry, for the wisdom seminar, not the blog line. But those who are on the blog line, we do honor you, and we praise God for you. But let's go back to this subject for the wisdom seminar. Yeah, in Philippians 3:13 and 3:14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. I press, here it is, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What does that mean to you? I'm asking because there are people who are listening all around the world, and many of them don't get any church. You are that church. So if you have a word for them this morning, it would be a blessing to you as well as to them. May the Lord bless you. Who's the first one I want to speak on that? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The line is open to you. Wisdom Seminar, Saints of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky.
Yes,
the prayer line this morning, a chief ambassador, and all the saints on the line. God bless each of you. It is so good to hear your voices this morning, be able to talk on this subject. Forgetting those things which are behind me. There are things in our past that we want secret, that are secret, that we want kept secret. We don't want to repeat it to ourselves because maybe it wasn't so bad to the world, but it was so bad to you, and you knew it was sinful. You knew it was against God's will. And there are just things that we hate to hear brought up, and we want to forget and not be stuck past. We want to move forward because if you continue to look forward, you can move forward. But if you look backwards, you're hanging on to the plow. You're looking back. You can't move forward looking back. And the Bible tells you that. But just to look at the scripture, forgetting those things. He forgot all those terrible things that he did. He forgot all the terrible things that he did to the persecuting the church. And he knew it was bad. That's why he had to move forward and saying that I'm going to just erase this out of my life.
My God.
Just getting it so that he could get something else from the Lord. And that was the only way he could receive from the Lord. That's the only way we can receive from the Lord is forgetting and stop looking at self, stop looking at flesh, and move forward and reach out to those things which are before us. Because the Bible said the Lord throws them in the sea of forgetfulness. And when he throws them in the sea of forgetfulness, leave them there until God gives them to you for a testimony. God bless you. I could say much, much more, but that's a touchy subject, forgetting those things that are behind us, because there are some things that don't ever need to be brought up. And there are some things that in your future you would never reach. your potential in the Word of God if you continue to hang on to the path. God bless you.
Good morning. Mother Digby, I enjoyed all that I heard from Dr. Pfeiffer. And in the natural, I was thinking, if you looking back, you can fall down. So I don't like to do a lot of looking back. I'm looking forward because I believe they haven't crowned him yet. And I'm looking to go back with the Lord when he comes. And so therefore, I want to keep my life clean. I want to do those things that are pleasing to God. I don't want to get stuck in myself. I'm steady moving toward the more of God, because the more you live, the more you need God to withstand the wiles of the devil. And if you stay with God and keep your mind on God, God will keep you. And I'm looking forward to going to a great coronation. They haven't crowned him yet. I'm looking forward to going there so I don't get satisfied. I'm steady pushing every day. I'm keeping my life clean every day because I want to go back with him when he comes.
Man.
Beautiful. God bless you. God bless you.
Right, go ahead.
Pastor Williams. God bless you.
Pastor
Williams, I want to jump in there. Good morning, everyone. God bless you, all of you.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless all of you. I want to jump in there as well because I've enjoyed everything that I've heard. And one of the things that Paul is saying is that, yes, you've done some wrong. Yes, you've messed up. But the thing is, he have not yet arrived. Mother Digby, you said it well. God, the man of God saying, I'm not arrived. I'm not perfect. I'm not there yet. When you can say that you have arrived and you've been apprehended by God, God have taken you, snatched you out of this earth and to be in his divine presence. You have not arrived. You have not been apprehended. You have not been apprehended by God. We have not been completely apprehended, but we are forgetting those things that's out of behind us. We're forgetting those things that are behind us, and we're pressing forward because we have not yet arrived where we need to be. We have not yet arrived to our destination. Dr. Miles Monroe said, if you're going to leave this world, leave empty. And you know what? He was not the one to determine when he was empty. To determine when you are empty is God. God is the one to make that determination. And until then, we have not been apprehended. We must continue to press forward. And in the name of Jesus, God bless.
God bless you and to hear your voice.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is. Go ahead, mother. This is Janera Johnson in Texas. Praise God to the saints this morning. I was just thinking on that scripture, thinking of the fact that that's one of the tactics the enemy does use, is to have us to live in guilt of what our past or whatever has gone on before us. But the thing is, once we repent, ask God to forgive us, and have determination to keep going day by day. It's a daily walk with the Lord. And I believe that's what the Lord will lead us on what he wants us to do. But we have to realize we can't dwell on what has already been. But, Lord, knowing that there's something that you have for me to do today and tomorrow. And so we press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling. This is the pressing way. So each day we press. The Lord, let this be the perfect way that you would have me to walk in today, a more excellent way today than yesterday. So this is the pressing way.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. All right, anyone else? The line is open to you. I heard some of you trying to get in. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much. This is 816 chiming in real
quick. Let me say this. Others, if you want to speak, be on standby. Just be right there. All right, go ahead, Sister Shauna.
I'm just going to say exactly what she was saying about that repentance. Thank you, Jesus. We have an open opportunity every day to repent before the Lord, to make a change, a turnaround. I think about the word press. It is shaking. I just thank God of his blessings or promises when you press, when you disciple yourself, when you discipline yourself. I thank God for that message on rejection. It has blessed me so because it is for our protection. I thank God for the open opportunity to repent, to make a change, to correct.
God bless you, Sister Shauna. It will. All right, anyone else? y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Anyone else? All right. God bless you. Yeah, yeah. Paul did well when he made that scripture. It was really wonderful that God would use him to say those things to the church. He was a great spokesperson for the Lord Jesus Christ, who had he had persecuted the church, but here he is now speaking for the Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. And he realized that he had been through so much. Who had been persecuted besides Jesus in this day more than Paul? Paul had been through so much. He received 40 stripes from the Jews and been shipwrecked a night and a day in the sea and all that kind of stuff. But Paul said, I've realized one thing. I have not attained a perfect life. And John picked it up over there in 1 John 1 and 8. Said it to the Christians, if you say that you have not sinned, you make God a liar and his word is not in you. But then they said in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah. Paul said, I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep pressing. See, you got to realize one of the things that the enemy will do to you is that when you get saved, if you make any mistake, he'll try to tell you, well, you've already messed up now. You might as well turn around and go on back into the world of sin because you've messed up. And he gets them while they're kind of young and don't know any better and gets them to turn around. I'm talking to you in Africa there. Don't let the enemy trick you like that. Forget those things. That's not talking about the good things that God is doing through your life. You want to remember those things. The time I keep referring to a prayer breakfast we had where we had 8,000 people at 9 o'clock in the morning here in America at a prayer breakfast. I believe Carl Lewis was my special guest. And we don't want to forget the good things. God wants us to remember those things he's done for us. He wants us never forget them, never forget those things, because that's how you launch to another level. Remember what God did before, and it takes you to another new level. So you don't forget those things. But he's talking about, Paul was talking about forgetting those things you did, you messed up on. Yeah. And you forget those things that were mess up times, and because they will hold you back. How many times have you really moved on to another level with people in your past? Keep on saying, but I remember what he, years ago when he was. and they start blowing for the devil in the world. Now, but I told God I would stick with him.
Amen.
Always, and I've been faithful to my determination, and God has blessed me bountifully for it. And you got to remember that when God gives you a testimony like that, stick with it. Don't. And when the devil says, "Oh, they've already heard that," that's when you press. That's when you press. You tell it again, because it makes the enemy out of line. You think God would say, "Oh, they already heard about how you gave God, how you gave your husband a kidney. They already heard about that." Do you think God would be saying that? And that glorifies God. See, there's some people in Africa who haven't heard it. Some people who in India who have not heard it. Some people over there in the Philippines who have not heard it. So it wouldn't be God saying, "Oh, they already heard that." No. You don't want to tell that. That's the devil trying to keep you from telling it, because it's going to bless somebody. And I'm just saying that not only to Ambassador Stern, but to everybody. You've got to learn. Maybe I'll bring that message again. It's so very important. In fact, the Lord told me to bring it 2 or 3 times a year. That is, you got to learn how to recognize the real voice of God. And one of the ways to do it is ask questions. Why would God say that to me? He didn't say it. You'll recognize it was the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when God has done something tremendous for you like that, don't let it go. Keep it. Amen. Yeah. And it will bless others. The line is open to you. Anybody else with the praise report?
Yes, this is Missionary Johnson in Texas again, area code 325. I want to honor the Lord for his goodness, how he blessed my husband another time. He just keep doing it. I said, "Lord, you keep doing it, and I won't forget to say thank you." I thank him for how he went in an emergency room again Sunday night, and the Lord blessed him to return back to the nursing home. He touched his body. Many times it looked like a grave point, but God will just like give him a B12 shot, it looked like. And it's just through the prayers of the Lord, of the saints, that he come out again. So I thank the Lord for doing it again. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for him in that nursing home, that God would heal his mind, body, and spirit. But God did it again, and I'm so grateful.
He will do it again.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much. I heard my mother's voice, Mother Adley Johnson. You have a praise report for us today, Mother?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
All right. Mother Johnson, thank you have a praise report for us?
Thank you, Dr. Johnson. And to Lady Betty and to all of the people on the prayer line, this is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I praise and honor the Lord this morning for Jesus and for his cleansing in my soul right now. I thank God he gave me a night of rest and woke me up early this morning, and I thank God. Thank him for salvation. Oh, I tell you, I'm pressing for the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing. I'm going to stay in the press, because I know at the end it's going to be easy. Let us know what the end's going to be. So I thank God for Jesus and for all he's done for me, done so many great things for me, and brought me through so many trials and tribulations and temptations. And I thank God for all of them, because they made me who I am today.
Amen.
I thank you for salvation, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. If I have a mind to press my claim as never before. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get your glory out of my life. God bless you.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes,
my mother, she's 94 years old, and God has blessed her, and she's still pressing for the prize of the high call. Christ Jesus. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson. Anybody else? Take maybe one or two more testimonies. Anybody else?
Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. This is Prophet His Death, Ambassador Elect, and I just thank God for having the mind of Christ. I was listening and just enjoying everything I heard. But Dr. Johnson, something just grabbed when you said, knowing the voice of God. Hallelujah. When you know the voice of God, it's not hard to forget. It's easy to forgive. Glory to God. because you're going to deal with people that the same woman had to deal with when she was pressing to just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, because she knew where her healing was. Glory to God. So I thank God this morning for pressing through the crowd of people. Hallelujah. Because sometimes the crowd don't forget. Glory, 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 glory. But if you keep your mind on Jesus, I thank God that I know who I am, that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am the express image of his son. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. So this morning I can say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a mindset, glory, 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 that I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And with that, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And every day I get up, I give all him. My soul says yes. And every time my soul say yes to God, I'm saying no to the devil. He gets no glory. And this has to be a daily walk. It has to be a practice. It's easy to say to get it. Practice principles and laws of God. Hallelujah. So you can receive the enrichment of God. Miracles in 2015. And I'm entering in, closing out the doors in 2014 with that list. Two things, items on that list. And God is manifesting himself because I'm aligning myself with this word. And I just believe what he's this morning saying. That's my testimony. Just believe what he said, but your mindset has to be right. I'm pressing. Glory, glory, glory. I tell you, this time traveling on the highway early in the morning just blesses my soul. It just shackles, falls off. Hallelujah. I'm not allowing the enemy to creep in a door or a crack or anything. I just give my all to Jesus. And I thank all of you all this morning, because when I walk into the place where I'm working, I'm bringing the anointing, and I've already sent the word there. It is wrapped up and tied up. Anything that